The Dark of Day by Barbara Parker, narrated by Elizabeth Rogers.
Acknowledgements. A writer depends on the generosity of others. I am grateful to Sam Richards for stories of old Miami, Dana Vidantonio for a unique perspective on Las Vegas, Reed Vogelhut for his recollections of the lush life, Milton Hirsch for legal matters, Mel Taylor for a glimpse inside TV news, and Nicholas Windler for choosing the right wine. As ever, my sister Laura had 20/20 vision. Many thanks also to my agent, Richard Curtis, and to all the folks at Vanguard Press, especially my freelance editor, Kevin Smith. Chapter 1. The third glass of champagne, or the fourth. If you're alone at a party where you don't know anybody, you need something in your hands. You move around a lot. You look across the room like you see somebody you recognize and you walk in that direction. Or you stay in one of the bathrooms until someone knocks. Or you look at the paintings on the walls. Or you sit on one of the long sofas and pretend to be listening to the five-piece band and the woman singer. She was supposed to be famous, but Kylie had never heard of her. The party had been okay, until Alana disappeared. Kylie could look across a huge living room with polished marble floors and see the owner of the house in his tuxedo shirt with the cuffs rolled up, talking to a bunch of his friends. Probably his friends, but on South Beach, do you ever know who your friends are? Do they bring you to a party and then dump you? She thought about going over and saying hello and it's a nice house, but he might ask, who are you? Were you invited? The images split and drifted apart. Kylie mumbled.